Adam Carolla has me on his world-famous podcast. We also have Rihanna stumbling over leftism. Michael Jordan dashes the dreams of little kids right before your eyes. And a cop makes a pit stop like you've never seen before. Welcome YouTube, Rockfin, StreamYard, and everyone in between. This is The Right Show. I want to know, where do you live and who is your favorite podcaster other than me? Don't try to get extra credit here, kids. Other than Kayvon Comedy. Please put it in the comments. While you're thinking about your favorite podcaster, I'll tell you mine, Adam Carolla. So what a dream that I got to actually hang out with Adam Carolla. I cut some of the best of moments. I'm going to share them with you now because a lot of you don't have time to watch a 2.5 hour podcast, but you can watch this intro, which went a little something like this.
Comedian, controversial comedian, Kayvon is in studio. He's got shows coming up in Vancouver, House of Comedy. That'll be tonight as you hear this through Sunday, and then Raleigh, and then St. Louis. And you can go to k-voncomedy.com. Good to see you, Kayvon.
Yeah, what an honor to be here. I just want to start off by saying you have been an integral part of my comedy career before I started till today. So
really?
Across from you, big time. Yeah, started with Loveline, just laughing my rear end off when I'm supposed to be sleeping. And then The Man Show, saw the first episode ever. And then the Windy City Heat, an amazing production.
Yeah, Windy City Heat is, you know, it's a sleeper, but it's a fan favorite with no fans.
That's right.
That's basically
what
it is.
People who have seen it love it, all of us.
Yeah, yeah, hard to explain to people, but you should experience it. I think it's free on YouTube, and we're...
Worth every penny.
So while we're kind of going back and forth, Adam, if you don't know, is he's not so much of a stand-up comedian. He does stand-up, but he's really found his voice as the host, co-host of Loveline, and as the right-hand man to Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy's gone a certain direction with his, you know, speaking and his comedy, and he's offended. He's full entrenched on the left, from what I can tell. At least that's where the money, that's where his bread is buttered. Adam Carolla is a blue-collar hero. He's an everyman who has only created companies and worked for himself for the last few decades. And you see the difference of a man who is free speaking versus one who is kind of controlled by the higher ups that pay him the big bucks. So I'm a huge fan of Adam, and we talked a little bit about being a sheep, being counterculture, and how that looks. You know, are you going to get corralled on one side of the fence, or do you want to be on the other? I'm with Adam on this. Take a look.
If you write a book 15 years ago called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, everyone just calls you names and tells you you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And then it all comes true. So it's like...
you're still an asshole.
It's like getting in on the ground floor of Uber and then being punished.
Absolutely.
For it.
And the only thing wrong with your book 50 years was you were like two decades too late on that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We made it in about 12 years.
Right. 12 years.
And things I could never even have imagined. And here we are now. But you're one of the voices that are being created who, when you try to corral people and herd them into some retarded corral, most of the sheep are going to go, but some of the sheep are going over the fence and they're going to turn into wolves.
That's exactly what's going on. So that's what I've been doing with my comedy, is I was waiting for my favorite comedians to kind of speak up against some of this stuff. And you and a few other names did it. And I'm just looking around like, this is a wide open field. So I guess I went up over the fence and I've been just free game hunting this whole time, just picking off the easy targets.
Feast.
And we were just vibing. It was such a great experience. Millions of people will see that podcast of his, and I've been getting messages from strangers and friends and family. So this is such a great thing. Please share these clips so that other people can see them too. And the things we're talking about are so important to me as a comedian. I mean, Adam called me controversial comedian. I've never been controversial in my life. I'm wearing a DARE t-shirt on the interview. I've never done drugs. I've never had a cup of coffee. I've never smoked marijuana. This is punk rock stuff in the year 2023, where if you're not rapping about WAPs and you're not twerking and doing drugs and begging Biden for an EBT card and to get out of jail early, then you're a radical punk rocker. So that's where I'm at right here. Can you believe it? Now, we continued with a little bit more, talking about a guy named Oliver Anthony. Now, if you don't know this country singer, I'm going to show you who it is because I've spliced this into a super cut so you too can experience Oliver Anthony. But at this point, a billion views. Everyone's heard this guy's song. And we were talking a little bit about that and how Oliver Anthony, a guy with no record deal, a guy with no major label backing him, is beating in the rankings in the charts well-entrenched big names like Taylor Swift. Take a look.
Have you seen this guy? His name is Oliver Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
This country song, and he just filmed it by himself, and that's the power of the internet now. It's one guy and his banjo in the backyard.
Richmond, north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do.
That song is number one.
He's got a dog in the wide shot.
Jason Aldean is like number two.
So, and Taylor Swift is like getting shoved down. They can't believe it because they've spent millions of dollars on these people, and now the people have the power finally.
Well, you know, let's drill down because you said, you know, counterculture or the culture. So, you know, if you really just think about it, who is the culture? Like sort of what is the culture? And the culture is like it's LeBron James.
LeBron.
And it's Oprah and
The View.
And it's surprisingly many black sort of the Obamas, Jay-Z and Beyonce or whoever, though. That's the culture.
Yeah, that's the royalty.
All right. Do any of them listen to Hank Williams Jr. in their Denali? And the answer is no. The culture hates country music.
Right.
So country music is a pushback on the culture, and that's why, yes.
The number one song right now on Billboard is Richmond, North of Richmond by country music singer Oliver Anthony, who's never had a number one hit
ever. That's who we're speaking of.
Yeah, and the song has been described as a blue-collar anthem, an everyman anthem, and a right-wing anthem.
Right, and here's why the culture hates that, because anything that's counter to let's transition kids makes you a right-wing extremist.
Exactly.
And it's like, no. This is the culture. It's a guy singing about hardworking people and wanting to hang on to some of their money and working a 40-hour week and wanting to be able to provide for the family. That's what the song's about. The song is about what the country is about. It's not a right-wing extremist counterculture punch. It's not even talking about religion or anything else. It's just talking about the middle class and blue collar workers,
regular issues,
which those dickheads always claim to be a fan of or never a fan of. They never stop talking about the middle class, but they never do shit for the middle class. And if someone comes out, there's no hero of the middle class that they ever embrace. Well, you love the middle class. Why not embrace the hero of the middle class?
And this guy is the hero of it. And it's just cool to see who likes him and who doesn't. They do articles every day on Facebook. Someone is like, this song is talk about a guy who doesn't get it. And
right.
It's got like 300 million views in the last 3 days. I think he gets it.
Well, and that's also the beauty of essentially corrupted entities like Rolling Stone magazine, which is you guys review music, or at least that was your job. This guy has captured the zeitgeist of America times 2 billion views on YouTube. The lyrics are good. The song is nice. I've heard it a few times. And Rolling Stone is going to attack it. Now, doesn't that just tell us about your politics, Rolling Stone?
That's what it is.
Right. The other songs on the Billboard, number two is Luke Combs doing a cover of Fast Car.
Okay.
All right.
Morgan Wallen doing Last Night, and then Taylor Swift for Cruel Summer.
So it's country, and country.
Yeah.
Pop.
Then, Taylor Swift, country pop, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and then what's next?
She's pop.
Yeah, and she's then and then it goes to Selena Gomez and Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, so there's big industry on those guys, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they're wondering how these independent artists are kind of beating them. They do not like that at all.
Right.
Just recently, 2 days ago, the LA Times had an opinion article, and just the title.
I wonder how this went.
How right-wing country fave Oliver Anthony scored a number one hit. He wasn't a fave.
Nobody knew his name.
No. Yeah.
And he's not right-wing.
If you ask, well, first things first. Let's just do a sort of de facto thing. If you're going to say, I think parents should raise their kids, I think we shouldn't be pushing 10-year-olds to transition, I think there should be less burdensome taxes and regulations so a small business could flourish. If that makes you right-wing, then so fucking be it at this point.
Yeah.
If you're saying, I'm for vax, passports. You should be able to have to get vaccinated in order to return to your college campus or to return to your job. And it must be mandatory. And we'll put a gold star on your jacket so we can identify you. And I say, I don't think that's a good idea. And you announce that's right wing. Then I'm right wing.
Right.
Call me right wing. I think your Orwellian retarded ideas are bad.
Yeah, but they'll never say the person demanding the vaccines and the star and this and that is far left wing or anything like that. That's just mainstream.
That's main, and that's culture.
That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed that a little bit. And these are just the highlights, the best of the moments on the Adam Carolla podcast. And what's great is that during the pandemic, they called me non-essential. They said, you don't get to work. We're going to send you $600 every 5 months. That'll keep you happy. I don't want to do that. I want to work. So Oliver Anthony, I love that music. I love that song. And if you guys relate to that song as well, that means we don't want rich men north of Richmond, a.k.a. Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden running our life. Oh, we can do a much better job of knowing what we need to do day to day than those people can. So that was really cool that we tapped into all that. And Carolla and I got along. Now, Carolla has not been in the streets the way I have doing comedy because, well, he's really rich and he has a lot of TV and podcasting projects. But I am the same wavelength as him, just at the grassroots level. So you're catching this at a good time, folks. But I told him what's going on at comedy shows when someone who doesn't like your comedy tries to approach you. He goes, that doesn't really happen to me. It doesn't happen to you. You're Adam Carolla. But it was a fun moment. Take a look right here.
One of my most viral videos was two college-age woke students came up to me after a show. I already sold my merchandise. They're the last in line. And I could just tell that just the way they're eyeing me up to talk to me. So I pulled out my phone and they go, can we tell you something? I go, yeah, I got to go live. After every show, I go live. And then we can talk. And then I just kept them in a holding pattern for a good 10 minutes. Hey, these are my big fans. We're hanging out after the show. And every time I said, these are my biggest fans or my last customers here, their eyes were rolling. They were just getting so triggered that they couldn't yell at me. I trolled my troll.
All right, I'm gonna go live right now. Yo, what's up, everybody? We just got done in DC. I just came off of K Street because I'm K Vaughn. And
how are you guys getting stuff?
You could buy whatever you guys want. Everything's 20 though.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're I just came here from K Street, and it was really fun tonight. We had a fun comedy show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We did jokes about everybody. We said, thanks God. Remember that joke, thanks God? We said, thanks God, which is what my Iranian Muslim immigrant father says every time I come home. He's like, thanks God you are home safely. How was the crowd? Thanks to God you are here. So everybody, follow me on the tour. First of all, three more shows in D.C., the nation's capital. God bless America. Thanks God for 4th of July. Not 4th of July. My dad always says that. It's not 4th of July, it is 4th of July. And also, thank you for watching. I'm DC.
Now I have them where I want them, and obviously if I'm just talking to my live feed, I can say anything I want about San Francisco, which is the Mecca for the leftist. So you start talking about San Francisco, and now you're crossing the religious lines.
Yes, I am in DC, but I'm gonna be in San Francisco in 4 weeks.
Awesome. Oh, really? You're gonna go to San Francisco?
Of course. Hell yeah.
We got roasted alive.
Roasted?
Yeah.
We got the fans here. We got fans that are still here.
Probably switch up your show a little. A little.
What? No, we got fans here trying to buy some merchandise. Listen, being San Francisco.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily on the market. I don't know.
You're not on the market? Then don't touch the goods, girl.
No.
Store closed.
Fair.
All right, we got people. Store closed.
Oh, nah. I was putting it back.
No, store closed. The store be closed. Okay. She says she's not in the market. All right, guys, so I'm going to be in San Francisco. Check me out in Houston, Texas. D.C., three more shows. Houston, Texas. San Francisco, the nation's other capital of the LGBTQIA plus sign, exclamation mark, emoji. Don't forget all the keys at the top of your keyboard, the ones you never use, because those are the newest ones out. Every week we come out with a new one. Wow. But don't forget, I'm half Persian sexual. That's where if you have sex with me, you have sex with a half Persian. Have you ever done that before, y'all? In the chats, they're saying no. You never done that? What are you, racist against half Persians? The fans are out here laughing still. guess what? Half Persian Lives Matter, everybody. HPLM. We are the most important minority because there's more black people, there's more Asians, there's more Mexicans, but there's not many half Persians. We are the most important on earth. We are the rarest.
Yo, actual fans are like trying to talk to you. Like,
what?
Like, I don't know, like wrap it up maybe.
I go live every night after my shows. Are you guys like,
okay,
you would know that if you were a real fan. Wait, are you real fans?
I mean, no, dude. Like, we just kind of came.
You just kind of came? That's what she said. Oh! I just kind of. Hey, that was hilarious. Yeah, guys, that's what I do on my show.
Wait, let me see where the Uber is. Mm-hmm. It was actually, thank you for having the show today.
Of course. So, yeah, guys, so check me out in Houston, San Francisco. Check me out in Tampa, Florida.
Wait, before we go, what is this emoji? What are the sequence? What is it like? What are the words that translate?
What are you talking about?
No ass,
seen peace.
If you don't have a nice ass, you'll never see a peaceful life.
That's actually what it means.
Yes.
Yeah.
And girls need a nice ass, and dudes need a nice ass, because girls check out men's ass. And
you're going to San Francisco, like you should know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
Guys check out men's asses.
All right.
Have a good night. All
right.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Thank you. All right, guys. So don't forget, San Francisco is going to be hot. That is the number one place for diversity, and you need a half Persian there more than anything. We are the coolest people in the world. Come back. I'm almost done.
Here you going? I'm almost done with my live, and then we can argue more about whatever you wanted to tell me. So how fun was that? This was a cool way to deal with a heckler at the end of a show, a Karen, a Kanene, and a Karenita, who all wanted to yell at me about which jokes they didn't like. They were stuck dealing with a guy who was going live the entire time. I hope you enjoyed that, and I was still throwing jabs the whole time. So back to hanging with Adam Carolla. We had a really good time on the podcast. And of course, what came up? None other than Britney Spears. Now, it just so happens Britney Spears married a Persian guy, Iranian. And well, ladies, you do not want a man that's any more handsome than me. This is the limit. Once you get to this, tap out. Because if you go any more handsome than me, the guy is probably... Take a look.
Britney Spears, she's filing for divorce with her husband, Sam Asghari, who is Persian.
And I didn't tell you, I'm Persian.
I forgot you're Persian.
Yeah, so I'm half, but my dad's Iranian, and so Sam is kind of a disgrace to us.
Is he?
Yes, first of all, he married her, and Iranian's supposed to make it on your own, get your own Mercedes, you know.
A disgrace.
That's right.
If she was... a dog or a cat, would we suggest putting her down?
Who dodged the biggest bullet in entertainment history is probably Justin Timberlake.
What did he do?
Well, Britney and him were an item for a couple years, and he just took a left, and he's probably looking at this going, I'm a genius!
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw it. He saw his early money on it.
And he's trying to sue her now for more money after they already signed the prenup. But instead of Sam Asghari, they're calling him Scam Asghari.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
and he doesn't really look like the straightest man on the block anyway. He looks like he was kind of a beard to begin with. And there's a lot of pictures of him floating around with his perfect abs holding his buddies.
He's a model.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's I wonder if that was a sham altogether.
Oh, sham.
Sham Asghari.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was. I still believe in love. Mm-hmm.
You better work that Sam, aka Sham Asghari. If you want a Bugatti, if you want a Maserati, if you want BMW, if you want Mercedes Benz, you are Persian. You don't marry the Britney Spears. You have to work, bitch. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. That was the conclusion of my little recap of the Adam Carolla show. I hope you enjoy it. And go watch the full episode. There was tons more moments if you enjoyed that to enjoy as well. But those were some of my personal favorites. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Megan Rapinoe has been a source of comedy for me for the last month. And the main reason is this. The media has been putting probably a $50 to $100 million budget behind promoting women's soccer at a global scale. And because they're promoting women's soccer, I have a joke about women's soccer. And if I use the thumbnail of Megan Rapinoe's face, it gets sucked into the algorithm and shot to all the people who've just recently clicked on a Megan Rapinoe thing on accident, or a Women's World Cup, or a blue hair dye kit. And now... I'm benefiting from the money they're spending. Does that make sense? So I'm riding the coattails of something that's already in motion, and that has gotten me 5 million views on one comedy clip by myself. I'm seeing a little trend. I think I know what I'm going to do from now on. Find out what the media is already pushing and take the jet stream. Like one of those little fish that goes like sucks onto a, like a whale and just eats all the plankton the whale misses. That's what I am. I'm a sucker fish, baby. But I'll tell you what, it's going great. And other people are seeing this on TikTok and they're doing what's called a duet or a lip sync or a reaction video. And these reaction videos, there's been hundreds of them done. I want you to watch other people laughing while watching the comedy clip. It's a little meta, but it's a lot of fun. Take a look.
Megan Rapinoe is like a soccer player. She's got like pink and purple hair. And this is what messed me up. She went to the White House. I've never been. And she got to meet the president. I never got to do that. And she went on TV and was like, this country's never been fair for people like me. Because she's like LGBTQIA+. And I looked it up. She gets paid to play soccer. $3 million for playing soccer, you guys. Not even real soccer. Women's soccer. She also has sponsorships she does not deserve. She got paid $1 million from Victoria's Secret. And if you've seen her body, she has no secrets. Let's be real. I looked it up. She gets paid $3 million a year from Subway sandwiches for a woman that does not want a foot long in her mouth. I'm just saying, she wants to eat fresh, but not like that. She should be sponsored by Arby's. That's all I'm saying. Arby's, roast beef.
Oh, burn. We roasted her roast beef curtains alive with that clip. And that was a very fun clip that I made. And people are sharing it all over TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So thank you for 5 million views and counting. I think it's going to go to 10 million. And that's really cool. And you guys are so generous. We have to give a little shout out to Sugar Dad. This is episode 124. Sugar Dad threw $100 in the pot. So thank you for doing that on YouTube. That means just somebody throw in $24. So at least every episode I get an extra dollar here. I want to get to $124 in the pot, but let's give Sugar Dad a big thank you the way we do it right here. Boom. Very generous of you. And all that money goes towards advertising my upcoming shows, getting noticed by people like Adam Carolla, my heroes, and going on their podcast with a nicer eyebrow. So I look at least halfway like Sam Scam the Sham Ashgari. And a lot of you noticed that Megan Rapinoe, I'm the one dunking on her, and I coined the term the Turf Smurf once she came out with her blue hair. So nothing gets by me, folks. Turf Smurf. Now, and I'm going to tell you some tour dates we have just added. We go to Raleigh. Why don't you rally with me at Raleigh, North Carolina next week? St. Louis, Indianapolis, Brookings, Oregon. You cannot buy tickets to Brookings. You have to go through the, I believe it's called the Elks Lodge. And they're going to help you get tickets that way. We have Ashburn, Virginia. Two shows. It's a dinner plus a comedy show. You got to eat dinner to enjoy that one. Edmonton, Hobart, Fort Wayne, Joliet, Chattanooga, and Huntington Beach, California. All that and more is on KayvonComedy.com. Be sure to check it out. Moving right along. Rihanna, you're seeing in real time how difficult it is to speak woke language without excluding anyone, without getting canceled. Watch your favorite pop star trying not to get canceled in real time and tripping over her own words. This is why we got to say no to woke culture, because it's going to mess us up. It's just a clumsy way to live. Take a look.
And he designed some boxer briefs that both men and women and non-binary people of all gender appropriations and the pronouns, everyone is included. I didn't want this to be boxers are for men type situation, and then we have to make a female.
So the premise to that is she's launched a new line of boxers, and instead of saying, hey, we got boxers for men and women, it's for everybody, we want you to enjoy it, she had to kind of keep adding and got lost in her own woke circle. I think she's more of a victim of this than a perpetrator. So she goes, we have boxers and they're not just for men, they're also for women and for non-binaries and all the pronouns and the genders. Poor Rihanna. She's had two or three babies and she's just a pop star. Can we please just shed a tear for her that she had to go through such a thing? We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. And Rihanna, just say men and women. Don't play. We need someone big like you to put your foot down. You're a mom now, and I'm pretty sure you have a kid that's either a boy or a girl. Now, what's one thing the left wants more than anything else? Defund the police. Because if there's police around, then you start catching leftists in action, and then you have to fill the prison with who you caught. And it just so happens the people that keep getting caught don't quite fit within the narrative that all BLMers are innocent and all Republicans are evil people who are just arresting them for no reason. And here we can see that in real time. Take a look at a hero cop who made a very heroic pit stop with his car. Now, backstory, this guy was doing a street takeover where you're just trying to get to work, you're trying to have fun, and he's just pulling donuts in the middle of the intersection so fast. This happened to me when I've been on the road, and it's very wild because a car can grip the pavement at any time and launch directly into your car. You could have your elderly grandmother there, you can have your dog in the back seat, and now you're in a huge car accident because some guy wanted to show you how fast he can drive in circles in the middle of the interstate or the intersection. This is ridiculous. Well, watch what happens when this guy tries to do a street takeover. Cop catches him right at the right moment and launches into action like an actual movie, like Beverly Hills Cop, like every TV show you've ever seen. It happened in real life, only in Georgia. This is why defund the police is a bad idea. And there the cop goes, sliding over the hood, gun out, pulling the guy by the hair. Turns out he was an Antifa BLMer. That doesn't always mean black person. BLMers, people who love BLM, are just criminals of all different ethnicities that hide behind the BLM logo. Like, no more police, please, so I can rob your Walgreens. So that's exactly what happened. Now, I wanted you to see up close. This guy has photos of him jumping over the hood, and the state trooper is like a celebrity now. Look at this photo of this guy. I mean, hello. Is that not what you want to see? He looks like he has some arm tattoos. He's fully flexed. He's got his knee on the back of the BLMer, who is a Caucasian BLMer, but that doesn't much matter. I'm going to walk you through how that became the coolest poster ever. That should be on every recruitment video. Then here comes Washington Post with their infinite wisdom. Some leftist who went to college and came out saying, this is not right. And they want to inform you that this pit maneuver where you push the car to one side and bring it to a complete stop, this pit maneuver has killed at least 30 people since 2016. Boo! What year are we in right now? 2023. So 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 8 years, this maneuver has killed 30 people. You know what the Washington Post doesn't tell you? How many lives has this maneuver saved since 2016? I'm guessing 300-400 people. When we go and watch that video again, focus, BLMers. Focus on the people getting hit by this guy's car as he's trying to evade the police. Now, they call the police pit maneuver, which has killed 30 people in 8 years, a deadly force behind the wheel. When will these cops be stopped? Had he kept driving, how many more black people would he have hit and crushed and run over? But Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black lives. They only care about demonizing the police, demonizing Donald Trump, demonizing the conservatives, the Republicans, and demonizing you. Do you agree or disagree? Put it in the comments. Call me a racist, white supremacist, Republican rapist. That's what you do if you're on the left because you have no argument. I thought this was fun. Michael Jordan made a promise to the kids at this local rec center that if he misses one of these shots, they all get a free pair of Jordans. Take a look. Sorry, kids, no shoes for you. He got every shot around the key. He's making layups. He's making free throws. And at one point, even his trainer tried to help the children by putting his hand over his eyes. And Jordan made that shot too. No shoes for the kids. Next time, go when Shaq is shooting. I guarantee you'll get a free pair of shoes at that point. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Don't go anywhere. Going to want to order Essential. It's my new comedy special. Now, you don't have to donate. You don't have to put money in the bucket. You don't have to do anything. Just go online. Go on KayvonComedy.com. Go to the shop and just click purchase essential. And the comedy is a lot of fun. It's a 1 hour special. So I only give away little clips for free. But if you want the full steak dinner, boom, $12. It helps me pay for it and give money to the person who filmed it, the camera crew, the sound crew, the catering crew. We took care of a lot of people on that day. And now we want to take care of the world with laughter. Now, here's a quick clip of my take on Biden versus Trump. Tell me if you like it.
I try not to do political jokes, but I do make fun of Joe Biden. Okay, I do that. I do that. You gotta do that. You gotta make fun of Joe Biden. And I don't make fun of his politics. I make fun of him how he falls up and down the stairs. So that's not political, that's gravitational. Okay, I looked into it. No political jokes, I promise. Now, the first time I saw Joe Biden fall up the stairs, he was going, the first time, like there's been many times since, but the first time he was going up to Air Force One and he fell up the stairs. Do you guys remember this? I was going on stage in Texas that night. I was like, this will be perfect for Texas. I got on stage. Did everybody see Joe Biden fell up the stairs? They're like, yee-haw, we saw that, yeah. Shooting guns, pow, pow, pow. Everybody loved it, right? But what I tell you, not everybody thinks the same way. There was one guy in the front row, big old cowboy hat, in front of everybody. He goes, Joe Biden didn't fall up the stairs. I go, yes, he did, sir. I saw the video. He goes, no, he didn't. Then he said the most Texas thing ever. He was pushed by Jesus. Jesus. I'm like, that is so Texas. And then some other guy's like, Jesus wouldn't have pushed him in that direction. I'm like, stop it. Stop. What is wrong with this crowd? The crowd's not supposed to be funnier than me. Shut up. I was losing control. They got bigger laughs than I did that night. Then I went back and watched the video. It looks like he was pushed by Jesus. They made a believer out of me. Because if you watch the video, he fell three times. Where's my church going, people? Three times. Everything happens in threes. The first time he fell was the Father, then the Son, then the Holy Ghost, all the way down. I said, that's the Holy Trinity right there. But we can't make fun of one and not the other. Now, I do some jokes about Donald Trump. Now, we have to admit, Donald Trump's press conferences were exciting because we never knew what he was going to say. He never knew what he was going to say because there was no teleprompter. He would just talk to us. Joe Biden always has a teleprompter. He doesn't read it very well, but he's got a teleprompter. 100 million billion. Not a joke. Wait. Sometimes I'm like, this man is 81. We're being mean to him. What do you do with an 81-year-old that's lost? You sit him down, you read the teleprompter to him. That's what we're supposed to do. Say, Joe, you sit down. And he'd be more surprised than anybody to hear what's on that chat. Joe, tomorrow we're sending $130 billion to Ukraine. We are? Yes, yes. If you let us finish, you get an ice cream. I like ice cream. What? Sit down. No. You don't get an ice cream till we finish. Sit down. Sit. Now, Donald Trump is just about the same age, but he would just, as soon as he heard something, he would tell the people immediately, even if it was classified. No permission. Do you guys remember when there was a spy balloon that came from China? And we didn't find out about it till it hit Montana. They shot it down in North Carolina. The spy balloon, some of you forgot that. Yeah, if Trump was present during that, we would have known as soon as it left Beijing. Because he hates China. He'd be like, what's happening? What are they doing? What's going on? You serious? I'm telling the people. The people need to know. Well, I'm telling, I don't care. I've just been told, let's do a press conference, folks. Let's do a press conference. Gather the people. I've just been told there's a great big balloon coming from China. Can you believe this? A great big balloon. What? Are we allowed to know this? And he would always speak at a third grade level so everybody could understand at the same time. I like that. I like that. Even people who just illegally moved here, like, there's a balloon coming from China. Presidente says a balloon is coming. It's like, that's cool. We all got to be on the same page if we're going to be united. And it was great. There's a great big balloon coming from China. This is not a birthday balloon. I already asked. I said, is this a little birthday balloon? They said, no. They said, this is not a birthday balloon. It's a Chinese spy balloon, folks. Three school buses wide. Can you believe this? Three school buses. We've all been on a school bus. Yellow, one of the best buses around. We love those. The children. We all have great children taking those buses every day. China's sending a Chinese spy balloon, and we have very weak leaders. They're not popping the balloon. I would have popped it so fast. You really gotta pop these things. Really. Yes. I'd go up there and pop it myself if they let me, folks. And then he would always throw something we never thought of. If you don't pop the Chinese spy balloon, next Mexico will send a spy piñata like you've never seen before. Believe me. That's what they do. Spy piñatas. And when you break open a Mexican spy piñata, candy does not come out. More Mexicans do. I've seen it a million times before.
Folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that comedy clip. That was ripped from a live show. Many of you have not had the chance to come see me live in a long time. And so we're improving the jokes. We're making the stories tighter, funnier, making them more palatable to a wide mainstream audience. The muscles are getting bigger and bigger. Each time I go to the gym, I'm like thinking about more jokes, get them stronger. Yeah, you have to do it. You have to get better. And each time you're in the gym, the muscles feel like they are coming. When I make my arm big, it's like it's coming. My neck muscles, they are coming. Everything is coming. Can you imagine how fantastic that feels for me? All the time I'm coming. This is a quote from a very famous movie called, put in the comments if you know, Pumping Iron. You have to watch that movie, seeing Arnold at his best. We're trying to be at our best at all times. I think we're doing that. So, folks, thank you for watching the recap, the Adam Carolla Show podcast, the comedy clip from my last big show at the Irvine Improv. 500 people came to that event, and that's what we're going to do in the year 2023 and 24. We want to make 500 people per show the baseline and go from there. I've seen some of my friends I started with. They don't do shows anymore for less than 1,500 people per night. It is not impossible, and we're going there together. So I'll remember who's been in the comments since day one. The Right Show podcast. We tell truth through comedy. We're waking America up with laughter, and we're having a good time doing it. Make sure you go and visit your local podcast subscription and give this podcast 5 stars if they offer 5. If it's 10, if they offer 10, give it 10 stars. If they offer 100 stars, please don't give me 5 stars. That's all I ask. And if you want to pick up some cool merchandise, I have the Go Fuy Yourself merchandise. Anyone who talks crap to you, you can have the hat, the shirt, the book bag, the sandals. Tell them, go fuy yourself, because we're having fun and we're not taking a backseat to anybody. Thanks for tuning into The Right Show. We'll see you next week, right around the same time, with a whole new hour of fun. Peace.